Welcome to Looking Back to the Files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 26th of February, 2025. And I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And we're in the Gawler Culture Heritage Centre once more, all by ourselves. And Kay is laughing because this is the third time I have done this. Fourth time. I
That's right. No, no. It's all so good.
Flat batteries and all sorts of problems. So we'll try and get serious now.
Well, it's fun. It's always fun doing the podcast.
Yes. Not doing it three times. So 150 years ago, electioneering dodge. We have reason to believe that a novel trick in election tactics was practiced in Gawler on Monday last. A son of the Emerald Isle, who by some means had made himself acquainted with the exact size of the voting papers, prepared a facsimile and presented himself at the polling place at an early hour and procured his voting paper. But instead of returning it to the presiding officer, he leaves the counterfeit and retains the original paper. As soon as he observes another voter coming who can neither read nor write, he fills up his own paper as he thinks fit and instructs his dupe to procure the voting paper to which is entitled and bring it out to him, dropping the one already filled up into the box. In this way, by sacrificing one vote, he can secure an indefinite number for his party.
What a lurk. I would never ever think of anything like that. But
no.
Yes, well, we can't do that now, I suppose,
no.
But it would be very difficult to do
yes,
that.
I think
but
it would be much more
in terms of voters' fraud, that one is quite fascinating.
It is. One thing that intrigues me, though, is that 150 years ago, I think there was still a property. There may not have been for the lower house.
1870s.
There was definitely for the upper house. But I don't.
Would that be a council voting paper?
It
just says election tactics, practising
yes,
Gawler.
Yeah. Mm. I think they pretty much had state
a definite number for his party, so more likely to be state, isn't
I'd
it?
Say it's state, because they had a lot of state elections.
Yeah.
They went through so many.
Oh, did they?
Yes. They didn't have much stability in state government. And because they didn't really have, they barely had parties, so parties were just becoming a thing. They still had a lot of independence.
Just groups of people.
Yes.
Wow. 100 years ago, municipal visit. An innovation revealing the cordial municipal spirit existing between the towns of Gawler and Kapunda was the official visit of the mayor and councillors of Kapunda to Gawler, the object of the visit being to inspect the town's lighting arrangements. The mayor, Mr. M. Lynch, said that it was the first occasion on which the two councils had fraternised, and he was proud to occupy the mayoral position to give welcome to their friends. The mayor of Kapunda, Mr. R. Hawke, replied and thanked Mr. Lynch for the cordial welcome given to him and his party. Well, tomorrow in Two Worlds, we've got the country cabinet all day in Adelaide Plains Council area, which I'm obviously missing because I've got too much else happening in my life. So, yes, it's interesting when politicians come to visit. And,
I think Gawler and Kapunda in some ways have a lot in common.
Oh, they do.
I feel like I've been reading a lot of Kapunda history recently, and I feel like Kapunda and Gawler.
Yeah, well, Gawler had the mining, like the construction side of it, but Kapunda being the mining side. But there would have been that synergy between the two.
Whereas the Barossa was quite distinctly different culturally.
It was, wasn't it? They were very much their own people, and their integration was. I don't think it was really on the part of the German population to be not integrated, but it was certainly there was that freezing out by the English-based population. I think
it was very agricultural winemaking. It was a different, whereas Gawler was industrial and Kapunda was basically industrial.
Industrial, So it was so fascinating.
Mm.
We should do sociology, you and I.
Yes.
Someone said that to me once. Oh, you should study sociology, not politics. I thought, okay.
Too late for me, but I would have enjoyed sociology
a lot. I'd never even heard of it until it was suggested to me, and I thought it would have been right up my alley because it was about people and society and how society works, which is what I'm really interested in.
Yes.
Not so much urban planning and politics side of it. They're fringy to what I'm really interested in. Sociology was right in the middle, which... Anyway,
late.
40 years too late.
Same. So, 50 years ago, council may not survive. Gawler Town Council could find it very difficult to survive, inverted commas, as a result of the state government's decision to drop legislation altering local government boundaries. But Gawler's mayor, Mr. C. W. Creedon, said, "We'll try. We'll do everything we can to keep going. But it will necessitate increasing weights to keep up the standards Gawler people are used to." End quote. The government decided to dump the legislation to change local government boundaries after the Parliamentary Select Committee recommended that any changes should be voluntary. There's a couple of typos in this column today.
Oh, yeah, I think they dictate it. Mm. I don't think they type it, and sometimes, or they might just take it out of Trove and or some kind of reading.
Yes, program. I suspect these older ones are taking out of Trove, so they've got. And Trove is so full of errors, the transcriptions.
Well, 50 years ago.
Is that still up on?
It's 1970s. Trove doesn't have it. Trove only goes up to the 1950s,
right.
Doesn't it?
It can't be Trove, yes. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's caught me out a few times.
25 years ago, council gag on media blasted. A councillor has attacked Barossa Council's recent decision to stop members talking to the media, describing the move as undemocratic and bordering on corrupt. David Licky, who has broken with council ranks of late to voice disapproval on a planned amendment report, refused to be silenced by the decision, which allows only Mayor Brian Hearn and Chief Executive Officer to make comments to media. "Attempting to gag me will not solve the problem," Mr. Licky said. "They've tried to censor me in the past, but I refuse to be part of a school of silence." I think the confusion there is that you're not banned from talking to the media as any elected member. You can't. Yeah. But you have to make it clear that you're speaking on your own behalf.
And not on behalf.
And you're not representing anyone else or the whole council. And that's where this sort of confusion used to come in. They've had to make that very clear that, yes, you still can talk to the media, not representing
the
other
council.
People or the council. Yeah. Only the council, their CEO and the mayor can speak on behalf of the council.
Yes, which is fair.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite fair. Mm. So 10 years ago, steady as she goes, a steady 4% rate rise has been proposed for Gawler residents for the next decade as part of council's draft long-term financial plan. Gawler Council Chief Executive Henry Innett said 4% was a modest rate rise. "The 4% is an important base point for our financial sustainability ratios moving forward. So we're looking to maintain our service and improve where we can still within that 4%, he said. Yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it? When people aren't getting a 4% rise in their incomes. That makes it.
Just like this budgeting at this time with high inflation and interest rates going up, the cost of living, everything's going up and council costs are also going up and you've got people saying, "Oh, well, I can't afford. Mm. But you've got to have to juggle those decisions. So
yeah, it's a tough one. Yeah, so. It really is.
Well, that's it for this week.
Yes, that is it.
We'll speak to everyone next week. Stay well and stay safe.
Until next week.
Until then, Jeanette. For all light signs.